Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 546.
And one of our most ungrateful guests is back, Ash Williams.
This is my last time.
No. I just got you a coffee and you're not drinking it. But I will say, the ungratefulness happened as soon as I walked out the door with the coffee. What did you say to me? I had the coffees in my hand.
Oh, no, I said, mate, you didn't get me a large.
It's a monster gets someone a large without asking.
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time, though.
I don't think it should be the rule. I think the rule should be always, if you haven't spoken about size, it should just be the basic size.
Yeah, but you know me. Well, maybe you clearly don't, but I want large.
Because you like the milk?
No, almond. And I've just come off the back of 5 large almond flat whites and I fucking need more.
Strong almond flat whites. So if you were to just-
Need way more.
But if it wasn't a strong-
Yeah, but it was made by, I don't want to say too much, but it was made by people who I don't respect.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Also known as a social enterprise.
Yeah, whatever, mate.
Their business model is not one that he follows.
Listen, if I'm paying for coffee or someone else is paying for coffee, I want it to be good.
And you want
you
it to
make
large.
Sure baristas that have- Being trained.
I want the training.
I want the training.
Okay, I want everything.
Have you ever worked at a cafe?
No. No, I haven't.
Really? I don't believe it.
I'm going through my memory and no, I never worked at a cafe. No, I can't make coffee like the proper press coffee.
Mm. Has mum got an espresso at home?
No. She does instant. How's this, right? We ran out of Makona number 5 this morning because I'm staying with mum. And she goes, oh, we've still got Makona number 5 in the cupboard. And it was decaf. So I had my first decaf coffee this morning. Mm. Terrible.
Terrible?
I think that's what made me sick. I'm a bit sick. You might be able to hear it. I think the decaf made me sick.
We've actually got instant decaf in the cupboard.
What does the 5 stand for?
Classy. No, you know 5's like in the middle. It's a classic roast. If you go to 8 and 10 and 12, it's just hardcore. It's like, that's like your Sambuca or Jägermeister of Makona.
Mm. And so are they just roasting it longer?
It's just gross. It's petrol. Mm-hmm. And that's what it says on the logo. But no, I know young guys drink 12. A lot of young comedians I know drink 12 and I just go, you got to grow up. Mm-hmm. And then they call me old. It's pretty full on.
Earlier in the week, got some mail.
Yeah.
Don't really care for mail. I don't know what's coming. I don't really have anything attached to mail. It's all digital for me. So I did get one and sort of unnamed who it was. And I'm like, whatever. Open it. I tear it and I see the word offense. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what this is.
Someone offended by the podcast.
It was
finally a
driving offense. Like, in my heart sinks at that moment. You know, when you see that it's like, it's a fine. Mm. So I've been.
I feel like it wasn't a fine based on how you're setting this up.
No,
dude, it was a fucking fine.
So what did you do?
$430 something or $400 something
What'd you do?
4 demerit points. It was a red light. It was going through a red light. And immediately, so the car's under my name, so it comes straight to me. It's the contentious moment where you're like, who was it? Was it Amy or was it I? And so we're trying to work out. Mm. We did some serious investigation. On the, you can actually go at the bottom. It says go to this place, finds like photos /photo.
Yeah,
you can log in with your
absolutely. You get the photo. Yeah,
I saw where it was going through, but it was from the back. So some of these photos, you can actually see your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had no other way of working it out. And so what we both did was went through our location data. Who was in the car at that time?
Right.
We both were. And then we worked out where we were going.
Oh, so it was the both of you?
Well,
someone was driving.
I worked out it wasn't me.
Okay.
It wasn't me. Which makes the fine a bit easier to swallow because it's like.
No, it would make it harder to swallow. If you're going to get a fine and pay for it, you want it to be you.
It hurts too much when it's your own fine. But when you can sort of.
Oh, so that demerits come off Amy.
Oh, it's all her. Yeah, so then you just have to nominate her.
Yeah, cool. Happy marriage. Yeah.
What kind of fines have you got in the mail?
First things first, you shouldn't, once you saw a fence, you should have thrown that in the bin. I'm not even joking. People think I'm joking, throw it in the bin. But you have to open it because you're a dad and you're married.
That's what
being an adult is. Luckily, I can throw mine in the bin.
If you don't see it, is there some sort of law around?
No, you'll get fined more money. You'd have to contest it.
No, it goes to the fucking sheriff. It's a different thing. The sheriff has like a big database of your fines. Yeah, man. But why would you, anyway, whatever, I don't, this is a waste of time. Just don't pay that shit. I've been getting an email from Australia Post saying there's a letter for you at your PO box for like a month, and I know that's a fine.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm not expecting any mail, and whenever I go down there, because sometimes it's a package, and like, you know, you bust your gut to get down there, you catch an Uber pool, you're like, there's going to be a gift for me there, and then it's a fine. You're like, fuck this. Throw it in the bin, back to mum's.
We actually got a Christmas card from Shannon, Gronk Shannon.
Oh, do we? Where is it?
It's in the PO box. But I walk home, check the PO box, and then I open it at home, and then I forget to bring it in.
Oh, so it's not at home. So it's not at the PO box. It's at home.
Yeah, yeah, but it was sent to the PO box. So I just need to have a mechanism to bring them back.
Check it on the way to work. Oh, it's not. Oh, yeah, you can check it on the way to work. Nah, just be a day behind.
I like to do it at the last thing just in case you're getting whatever's been in the mail that day.
Yeah, it's very anachronistic. There's the word of the day.
Anachronistic.
It means old-fashioned. The Australia Post, they are, you know, why aren't you showing us what the mail is beforehand? You know, we're meant to be in a digital age. I'd love to know what the mail is.
Would you pay for them to open it for you?
No, no way, but just tell me what it is. That's like whenever mail comes to my mum's, I know it's a fine.
Yeah.
And mum will say, you've got a letter here from whatever, city of Burundara. And I'm like, that is a fine. And she's like, do you want me to open it? I said, definitely not, because she stresses out.
Oh, of course she would.
I said, save that for when I come back to Melbourne, and then I throw it in the bin. So,
solution. I'm not too hell-bent on the physical nature of the mail we get, but I want to see what we get. A photo.
Yeah,
just literally take a photo, straight away. Because then I'll be like, whatever, we got a digital version.
Maybe I did take a photo. No, I don't know.
You know what's funny about the fines and the red lights and stuff and getting the photo? When I was living in LA in 2012, I borrowed my mate's Mack truck, this massive truck that he painted black. And
do you need a license to drive a Mack truck?
I've got an Australian license, so you can still...
Oh, like a track license.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really listening to anything. And so then I was going for a job that was 3 hours away. And I remember I was late and I was fanging it. And then I saw a flash, and it was during the daytime. So you're not sure whether it was a flash or not. And then my mate goes, mate, there's a fine. It's $200. I think it was you. I was like, definitely not me. And then he sent me the photo and I'm there like loving it. I think I was grinning as I went through the red, and I had this big mop of blonde hair. I looked like Margaret Pomeranz off that movie show, Crouch. I'll try and find the photo. It's one of the all-time greats. Fuck
it. That's what I was hoping. We could have got like a real clear.
Oh, that would have been
a big smirk on my face.
Then it would have made it worth it for like an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Are you an asthmatic?
No, I am. But retired. And then I've recently come out of retirement because in Sydney there's lots of smoke.
Oh, dude, tell us about it.
There's not much to tell. It's just smoky. It's bad for asthmatics. And,
are you actually seeing people wear masks?
Yeah, definitely. That's why it's good to be in Melbourne. It's easy to breathe, and that's not a joke.
I've heard the toxic level, or the level, is as bad as like some of these Asian countries.
It was the worst. Yeah, the other day was the worst. Sydney was the most polluted city in the world.
Yeah, the air toxic level, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Far out.
What, how do you feel about Sydney compared to Melbourne?
In what way?
Living.
Pretty broad question, don't you think, Tommy?
Well, I just feel like you've
Sydney v Melbourne.
Well, you're spending a lot of time in Melbourne. It seems like for a guy who lives in Sydney, why the fuck are you here so often?
For work. For work. I come down for work. I'm a busy dude.
Is it your holiday house in Bondi?
No, my holiday house is my mum's house.
Yeah.
So it works out better for me to have my place in Bondi, and then I can come down and stay at mum's rent free, which I do appreciate, mum. And then I go back to Sydney. It's kind of like, yeah.
What sort of work? What are you actually doing?
Fucking none of your business. And no. Last night I hosted a launch for a whiskey company, so I had to come down for that.
Did they give you booze?
Yeah. They gave me free booze.
How much?
Just a bottle of Ned whiskey.
Oh, I saw this. Who else was there? Mitch Catlin.
Mitch Catlin. Yeah, Mitch was running it.
Yeah.
So, and then last week I was in town. I was filming a thing for a suit company, which was that'll be a big campaign coming out January of next year. So that And then I was doing some Nova stuff last week. So there's usually something in it for me to come back to Melbourne. I'm not going to come back for a date per se. Okay.
But I would, have you come back for a date ever? Have you ever flown back?
I've flown to Queensland for a date. Yeah. Far out. That was interesting.
How did it go?
Well, she DM'd me, a girl I'd never met, and said, hey, would you ever come to Queensland for a date? And I was like, sure, why not? You know, I've got nothing on this year. So I just flew up. And
did she pick you up from the airport?
No. She met me at my hotel, actually, in the foyer.
So you had to, was it an Ovalo?
It was an Ovalo.
Ovalo?
Yeah.
Ovalo or Ovalo?
It's Ovalo. I've actually got a confirmation it's Ovalo.
Ovalo.
Which is what we told you, and you pushed back on it hard.
Yes, yeah, sorry, mate. It's Ovalo. And then, yeah, no, it was a pretty good night. Pretty good
night. So if you're teeing up a date and it's at the hotel, it's very suggestive to
Yeah, but it was in the foyer.
So the date goes down in the foyer. So it's
what you in the foyer, tasteful area, went for a few drinks at the Valley. If you know the Valley, it's like fucking basically a prison yard. Like, do you know the Valley, Fortitude Valley? It's like
Brisbane. So this is Brisbane,
The mecca of one punches. Yeah. Like, it's where you go.
But there's also cool places, cool bars.
Yeah. But it's mainly known for fights and stuff. So,
did you take the happy hour? Like, did you use the whole happy hour at the Ovalo?
Yes, sure did. You get like, what is it, 1 hour, 2 hours? Mm. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. And drank some beer. Anyway, good night. Good night. We ended up drinking Fireball at a pool.
Oh, yeah.
Hall in Brisbane. Fucking massive night. Haven't drunk Fireball since, and I wouldn't recommend it. You need to be under 30 if you're going to drink Fireball.
Yeah, true.
Seriously.
So when we were recently in LA, I was asking.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we're over there for a little bit.
Have you guys just been saying that nonstop?
No, it's actually the first time.
Oh, really?
That I said that.
No, it's bullshit.
I was going to say.
First time that I've said recently. I don't think I have. When, Josh?
I'm sure you reference it every day.
Not every day.
Yeah, you would.
Not every day.
Mm.
There's other things I reference every day, but not that.
Shepparton. He talks about that he was in radio in Shepparton.
Oh, okay.
That you guys actually talk about that more than me.
Also, Scooter Derek reckons that we mention shitting pants most episodes.
Do you shit your pants?
You did tell a story.
Done once. 18.
But where?
On a boat.
On a boat.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, anyway. It's never good.
What was I saying before I was rudely interrupted?
LA, Fireball.
You're in LA, sorry.
Oh, yeah,
mate.
Yeah. So what's the shot at the moment? Fireball, they don't want it. They don't have it. No one has it there. Was it EPLP? And I asked the person, like, you guys still doing Fireball? Oh. So it's like it's been and gone, but maybe it's still in
the Valley.
QLD.
No, it's delicious. That's the problem.
No, I like it. It's fucking tastes just like cinnamon.
It's the most dangerous spirit. And shot of all time because it's just so yummy.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Yakult for adults.
Yakult. So it's like
red water, cinnamony water.
Yeah, it's like
sweet,
it's
cinnamony.
Like a donut. And you're like, wouldn't it be like a Bailey's? Alcohol in this.
No, clear
that's,
liquid.
That's what I'm thinking. Yakult.
He's cooked it.
No, it's fucking weird, man. But it's yummy. It's yummy.
But
it's
where is the Yakult reference?
I was just
even connecting it to comedy.
It's the same size, and it's it leaves you with a nice mouth feel.
It sorts your guts out in one way or another.
It's the opposite of that.
So you were lecturing Mr. 97 about sort of getting out there, getting amongst it, and you were starting to talk about that you were a bit of a late bloomer.
Oh, yeah. So before we started the episode, we were talking about Mr. 97, who's still a virgin if you're playing along at home, aren't you?
Yep.
97.
I mean, we could create a montage of him just asking you these on each episode that he's been a part of.
He doesn't know what could have happened in the meantime.
No. True. I feel like you're about to pop, though. I feel like...
how do you get that vibe?
What is it?
You're full of you know what. Are you masturbating a bit, 97? You need to let it out, yeah?
Yeah. Well, four times a week.
Four times a week? No, seriously. How often?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think that's a bit much.
How often do you think you?
These days, like it depends. It depends if you've got a girlfriend or something, but maybe once or twice a day. No, it's once or twice a week, maybe. Depends.
Really?
I'm staying at mum's at the moment. It's really hard.
Do you find that? Have you ever thought that you potentially could have a sex addiction? Or
No. A lot of my mates do.
Mm-hmm.
But
where do you think the line is? When does it become?
I think it's just an easy get out of jail free card when you're having lots of sex and you might be cheating on your partner or wife, and then you're like, oh no, I've got a sex addiction. I'm like, that's just a fucking cop out.
Sure.
It's so, just a root rat.
Yeah, you're just like a root.
Relax. So does that mean, so if you were, how many times a day would you have to be masturbating before you think that you potentially have a problem?
I think it's about how long it goes on for. So if you're doing it for like a month and you're doing like three or four a day for a month, it depends on your age too. There's a lot of variables. 97, you can go for a good 10 years at, you do four a day. I know guys who get by on four a day. People think, I always think they're joking. You know, guys are like, oh, I had four wanks this morning. And I'm like, I don't think he was joking. Like some people are just,
were you ever mad there for it.
No. Probably, I don't know. PB was like six or something.
PB.
But like, it's not as fun.
Do you find there's a time of year, like a season, like is winter a big
season? I don't know. I'm not big on it these days. But what I wanted to say to 97 is that like, I think you just, because in terms of when you lose your virginity, are you romanticizing what it might be like?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that. You just need to like, without being too insensitive, and military about this, just pardon the pun, you just need to get it done. And I know someone. No. But I just think at some stage.
Do you?
Yeah. So I can find someone.
Yeah.
You're a good looking guy.
He's a great guy.
You know what I would do? I do a couple of things. I reckon it's time to lose the blonde.
I'm getting a haircut this weekend.
Yeah, good. Because you're handsome. You got a great jawline, and that's going to keep developing because you're only 20. That can develop up to, 25.
Is jawline something people are really looking at when it comes to sexual partners?
I don't know. It's always been something.
For you.
I've jawline's all I've got. I mean, I remember I had a mate in
school.
We see
others how we see ourselves.
But you can tell a good jawline. And my mate used to be obsessed with jawlines, and we were like in school, and he's like, mate, I've got to get a better jawline, because he had the most pathetic jawline.
What makes a pathetic jawline?
Oh, it's just like straight down. It was like fucking parallel. And then it just drifted away into nothingness. G'day, Marcus, if you're listening. And he goes, I'm chewing gum, like, five times a day. And apparently my jaw's going to be massive. And then I thought that was true too. I was like, well, if he's chewing gum, I better chew gum to stay ahead. So we're just chewing gum for fucking 2 years. Did nothing.
Yeah. Laxative, shit your pants. Yeah. Like we reference shitting pants.
Oh, right. So chewing gum. Yeah, I don't know. I think, I don't think chewing gum, it depends on the person. If you chew enough gum, you build a tolerance and you won't shit your pants. Mm. But no, losing my virginity, Mr. 97, I was kind of, we were the last virgins in our group of friends, me and my buddy.
How old were you?
18, so I was pretty late. And then it was kind of our thing, me and my mate Dan, and, we were like, we're just going to be like virgins forever.
Why do you think that was your thing?
Oh, it was just, we made it cool because we had to, otherwise it was too sad, because we're like, yeah, fuck having sex. That's for losers. We're like, absolutely. Do you want to play 64 again? Yeah, I do actually.
This is all sounding too familiar.
And then one day, it was a Tuesday night.
Should we do our
night.
Tax returns?
I remember I was at Mum's again, obviously, and my mate Dan called me Tuesday night, and I could just tell by his voice. Called the landline, and he goes, I've got something to tell you. And I said, you didn't. And he goes, I did. And I was like, fuck, now I've got to do it. So like, he's like, yeah, man, happened last night with a girl called Nicole. And I was like, geez, you're a son of a bitch. I thought we were going to be virgins forever. What about that handshake? He's like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay. So then I went out on Thursday night to Silver's. You know Silver's, Tommy.
I actually never went. It's gone.
Classic joint. And I remember I was wearing a green Hurley t-shirt, and it was sick with an orange, those choker beads we used to wear, or like surfer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were like shell beads. And I was like, I had like two tubs of gel in my hair, new wave, go in there. And I'm like, tonight's tonight. And then this girl called Erin came up to me and kind of just said, you're cute, let's go home. And I was like, this is it. How easy is this?
Was there any preparation beforehand? Like before you do the gel and all that sort of thing, like was there anything else that you felt that you had to do to prepare?
Nah, I just mentally it was, you know, on the cards for me. You know, you go out with
– You have a shower.
Well, you just think it's you're a chance. You know, you're thinking bigger picture, 97, you know.
Did you wear cologne?
You're thinking about hitting a home run, you know, rather than just second, third base.
Did you pack?
Let's go over the bleachers, right?
Packing condoms?
No, I didn't pack condoms. And then she came back to my mum's and luckily mum was out and we didn't actually make love that night, but we made love the Saturday night.
Wait, so this was on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And
was she at your mum's house all 3 days?
No, I went to her place.
Okay.
And I often walk past that place and think, in that room is where it went down.
Have you seen her since?
Yeah, all the time. I see her at petrol stations. She's always like around the area. She's a great chick, actually.
Same suburb?
Yeah. But she looked at me like she tried to blank me like about a year ago. I'm in like Shell service station and she looked at me and then looked down. I'm like, excuse me. And then I was like, Aaron, it's me. And she's like, oh, hey. She's like, who are you? I go, I'm Ash. Bullshit. You know who I am. And then I was like, great to see you. And then she walked off.
And so what was that first experience like?
It was fantastic. But what I'm saying is sometimes you need urgency. So I wouldn't have done that if my mate didn't, you know, kind of instill some urgency in me. You know, I'm not saying you need to get it done this year, 97, but I think in the next 12 months.
And so how do we create that urgency? Do we need to create it?
Be open to hitting it over the bleachers.
What does that mean?
Home run, baseball reference. Instead of just going for a little boundary.
But what if he hasn't even gone to first base?
Have you been to second base?
No.
That second base is, what is it, boob feeling, is it?
I don't know. I'm not across it.
Or you don't want to get in trouble. Second base is just like filling up, isn't it? Don't Google it. No, exactly. Anyway, look, man, I'm sure you've been to second.
Physical contact, hands to her breasts.
Yes. No. There you go. No. There you go.
So he needs to do hands to breasts.
You haven't done boobs?
No. Fuck.
He doesn't have friends who are women.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to help him, though. I mean, just because they're your friends doesn't mean you can feel their boobs.
Surely that brings you one step closer.
No. Yeah, you get in trouble for that.
As in that sort of creating some level of intimacy.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Because I ended up.
Different time though. Like I remember.
No, different time.
Different time. Mm. I remember it was, dare you to do that? Okay.
Totally.
Like that was fucking high school days.
Fucking oath, bro.
And so it is a different time though. Is there a sensitivity? Like of the time, was there kids playing, you know, dare at school of like touch my boobs, show my penis?
Nah.
Nothing, none of that shit? You didn't see any, even outside of your friendship circle?
Nah.
Different time. Kiss Chasey. Been playing that? Can't do that no more.
Shit.
And so, does he need to, do you think that it's...
Hang on, just go back a second. So you weren't even looking at your mate's dicks when you were like... That's a big part of growing up. You weren't looking... Did you not see dicks either?
You definitely saw dicks. No,
like occasionally, but it's not like a... It's not like a common. It's not like you just whip them out.
How does that happen then?
I don't know. It's just like changing and stuff.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
It's not like you're showing each other.
Nah, but you have a look.
Shower with your mates?
No.
I sit shower with my mates.
Not recently. But
not recently.
No. But well, you know, up until about 11, 12. I thought I was gay until about 10. I think I wanted to have sex with one of my mates. Dead set. Not even a joke. I used to chase him around the bedroom. And he was fully nude. And I'd go, come here. And I was fully erect. Not even a joke.
No, I get that.
Yeah, do you get that?
Yeah, I get that.
Do you?
I just, well, because I had. Tommy's.
I had a mouthful of water, so I was like trying to hold it off.
Why do you get it?
Do you find men attractive? Like you said, you're not a gay man now.
Not anymore. Wish I did.
No, but I definitely had because everyone thought that I was gay growing up. And so. My line when someone would say, oh, you're gay, I'd say, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
That's a good joke.
That's a good classic joke.
Where did you hear that one from, do you reckon?
Jerry Springer, maybe?
Yeah.
But no, so I definitely...
Jerry Springer said it? Oh, no, someone said it.
But I,
yeah. Security Steve.
Fuck, that was a good show, wasn't it? Steve. What happened to Steve?
Steve's dead? No, he's not dead. But he actually went on to host his own show, Steve.
I can imagine that.
Weird.
So, yeah, anyway, I think there was definitely times where everyone's saying it and you've... into theatre and all that, so everything's pointing that direction.
Yeah.
But then, no, you sort of work it all out. And
but this sounds like a bit later in life if you were doing theatre and stuff.
No, I think like by the time I was 13, I knew that I...
You were straight?
Straight, yeah.
Yeah. I did think I might have been gay when I was about 15 and my mate at school said, mate, I've got a porno. And it was an old school People magazine, you know, tangible. Mm-hmm. You're looking at it, and we're looking at it right near the school chapel, which is quite all tasteful.
All porn mags.
The priests were there too having a look. And and my mate showed me and he goes, how's this, huh? How's this? And it's the first time I ever saw like a full vagina kind of open wide. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think that's for me. And I remember going home thinking, I'm gay. I'm going to have to tell. Really? Yeah, I've got to come out of the closet. But then I kind of came around.
Thought about it a little bit more.
Yeah, I came around.
And so, Aaron, after having sex with Aaron, did you feel like you needed to keep a friendship or relationship with him?
No, man. I was 18. Like, we, you know, caught up a few more times. Mm-hmm. I should have... caught up with her more because she was so beautiful, like far out.
Was she a nice person as well?
Yeah, I think so. here's one for you. This is fantastic. Before we made love, she made love to Puff Daddy.
No.
No joke. So when Puff Daddy was in town.
Was that part of the appeal?
How old was she?
She was like 17. Puff Daddy can get in trouble.
Puff Daddy, who is Puff Daddy?
Sean Combs.
Oh, no, he's the Netflix one, yeah?
No, that's fucking
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah.
I get the
rapper. No, yeah, same copywriting. But because then I remember I was telling my mate and I go, caught up with Aaron. And then he's like, not Aaron from such and such school. And I go, yeah. Oh, the one who had sex with Puff Daddy. I was like, sorry? And they're like, yeah. She spent the night with Puff Daddy. Do you guys do beeps? You might need to fucking beep this.
Really?
Wait, what?
No, I really don't care.
You've only
care.
Said first name. And
but you said that she works at a server. Allegedly.
No.
Allegedly.
Bumps into her.
Yeah, just
bumps into her quite often at the server.
Yeah, no, she's cool. I'd like her. She's a good chick. But, you know, when you're young, you don't know. You probably don't end relationships as well as you should have.
100%.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to talk. They're hard conversations to tell someone, look, it's not really... for me.
Guys are young until I think they're 30.
What's the communication like first time having sex, especially if it's not sort of your girlfriend?
Mm.
What are you, like on the Thursday night, were you like, you know, you're making out, getting to second base?
Yeah. I had a feeling it was on the table and then she said, no, let's not. She literally said, no, let's not have sex tonight. Let's have sex on Saturday night.
She said that.
And I was like, holy shit.
So he pulls out his diary. Yep, Saturday night.
Called my lawyer.
First time you used a calendar.
Yeah, exactly. And I was so pumped up. I was so pumped. And then Saturday.
Do you think that pressure was good? Like the Friday and Saturday. What are you doing? Were you just a mess?
I went to the skinny dog in queue. You know the skinny dog. Drank some beers with some mates. And they were just blowing up my phone all night.
Because you told everyone.
I said, I think tonight. And
that's why you could never go on The Bachelor, because you can't keep a fucking secret.
No, I can keep a secret, but...
What's the best secret you've kept?
Can you stop hitting the table, please?
Is that bad for the audio?
Yeah.
Well, I've got tons. There's some things that people say, don't tell anyone that, and only tell a few people. So,
what are your best mates? What do they know you as? Are you the dude that can keep a secret or...
You have to ask them. I guess there's not many people like me. So I guess they know me as Ash.
I actually have a friend who has a friend that is very close to the last Bachelorette, and that friend told them.
Damn, so Angie,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Close friend of Angie's.
Mm.
And my mate's friend told them who was going to win the Bachelorette. Like, win the, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Bachelorette?
Yeah.
And so anyway, he went to sports bet.
Good.
Good.
And so he put on a bit of cash.
Yeah.
He told his family and all that sort of thing.
Ugh, idiot.
And anyway, was watching TV. The friend had made up, and it was fucking wrong. They'd made it up, and so he lost all of his cash.
Fucking hell, what a friend that is. Why is he making it up?
I know, it's very upsetting, isn't it? But I just thought that was it. And he was convinced that it was true based on how close Angie and this person
were. Well, I don't know. I mean, fuck. You don't want friends like that.
What would you do if your mate did that to you?
Kill him. I'd literally fucking kill him. And I'd go to jail.
What's been your best win? What's been your best win on a betting?
I don't bet much, mate.
Really?
Not a big better.
I feel like you'd bet on the horses.
No. Nah.
You were at the races. Oh, you went to Caulfield Cup earlier this year.
Yes. That was a great day. I did get paid to go. Yes. That was an awesome day, though. Most times at the races, it's terrible because you can't get a drink and there's lots of people there you don't want to talk to.
Yeah.
But like, this was like, it wasn't too busy and everyone there was cool. And I caught up with one of my very old mates from LA, the guy whose car I stole, with the truck. He came and, we had a fucking ripper.
2020, there's a lot of articles online, like people are doing their predictions, predictions in the podcast space, the movie space. Any predictions, Ash Williams 2020 predictions?
For what?
I don't know.
Anything.
Whatever. People are doing it on anything.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen this. Is it like a meme, is it?
Well, it's not a meme. It's this like time my of Melbourne year. Versus Sydney question.
Time of year, people are saying.
What's 2020 going to be like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Predictions in the advertising space. What's the predictions in the entertainment space for?
This stuff, you know, because you'd love Gary V.
Mm-hmm.
Gary V always does this, and he's doing it at the moment where he's showing his old predictions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is a chance, right? Yeah.
Have you got a TikTok?
I got a TikTok.
This is a chance for you in
TikToks. Yeah,
2022 for us to look back.
I feel like you'd like TikTok.
I've actually used it. Because I got tagged in your tweet.
Yeah.
About if you're over 30 and you're on TikTok, you need to be on a watch list.
Yeah, you need to be on a watch list.
But you are on TikTok.
I am, and I'm also on a watch list, yeah.
Welcome.
It's true. It's proper, like, adolescent porn.
Mm.
It's pretty hard. No, it's I actually think it's a government sting designed to catch pervs. So
government sting.
We're probably going to get stormed by troopers in a second.
Anything. All right, 2020.
But no, I just think what did I say? So on my podcast this week, I came up with an idea that this is not really 2020, but like, you know, we've got P plates and L plates.
Yeah.
Why don't we have old people plates? They're terrible drivers. They're more dangerous than L platers.
Yeah.
So you've got O plates. Old. I want an OC for old cunt. But like, but you know, if you see an OC in front of you, you're going to watch out for it.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd steer clear.
Yeah, yeah.
At least pull back. Or if you see someone driving wild and there's an OC, it makes sense.
Or D for drunk or something like that. But I think obviously too, I mean, digital? I think, you know.
You're saying words.
Let him go. Keep going.
Digital.
The platforms.
No, you know, but innovation. We're going to. It's VR. It's not anything that. It's not. They're not my ideas. I'm just coming up with things I've seen, but and also really obvious things. But I think I came up with the idea for home delivery. I didn't come up with it, but I think I was the first in Australia for home delivery petrol. And I pitched this idea 3 years ago.
I've been doing that with RACV. I ran out of petrol at the front of my place. The guy said it was the first time because they said, hey, like, I ran out of petrol. I called them. And they said, where do you want us to go? And I said, my address. Mm-hmm. And they said, that's your address. I'm like, I actually rolled into the front.
What do they charge?
I don't know.
Well, no, it's like you pay your membership fee, so it's like free petrol.
Oh, so that's RACV. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like this, there's now a business, like an actual business. Anyway, predictions. I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. I think it's going to be more of the same. It's just going to be, people are going to have less attention spans.
Do you think, has it been a good year for you?
It's been okay.
2019?
Been okay. Looking forward to 2020. Going to be a big year. Look, you just, I was thinking the other day, do you look at the years in terms of years or do you look at it as financial years?
Oh, running from
June 30. So from July 1 to June 30, still not that good. But
you went to your accountant this week.
No, I asked this. So I get a text from my accountant saying, can you please call today? You know, such and such wants to speak to you. And I was thinking, fucking hell.
And who wants to speak? Like a client or who wants to speak to you?
My accountant.
Okay.
But she's calling me before. He goes, mate, you're getting audited. It's no shit. This is like 5 years ago. I was like, fuck. And then.
And so you thought the call him was.
I thought something was up.
What return did you get back that year that triggered an audit? Were you getting like 15 grand
back? No, I got like 20 grand back. But that was the best I've ever gotten.
20 grand back.
It's awesome for me.
You made some good coin?
It was like winning Powerball for me.
No, yeah, 20, that was, no that's probably a few too many deductions.
I was working in Nova. So I was owed money at the end of the financial year. So, so then I got this text a few days ago saying, can you please call the accountant? And then I texted back, what's this about? And then I got a message back saying, sorry, wrong Ash. And I was like, yes. Oh. Fuck yes.
Your I'm accountant's back. A bit loose from the accountant
side. It was
side.
Loose from Jenny, his assistant. Mm-hmm. Jenny had a shocker.
So you never went to the accountant?
No. Don't plan on going there.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, ish.
What were
I've actually kept mine this year. Mm-hmm. My New Year's resolution was to hang out with more people I respect.
And here you are.
No, it's one in, one out. But there's a guy who I kind of, I guess you'd call him a friend, and I don't really respect him, and I just wanted to hang out with him less, and that's come true. but look, good on him. Good luck to him.
So you dropped him.
Do you are you known to sort of fire friends?
Not really, but fuck, you want people. It's got to be a two-way relationship, mm-hmm. You know, without getting too philosophical. But you want to be, you know, lifting each other up. And I think some people it's not a two-way street.
I don't have your phone number yet.
Don't you?
Of
course, mate. I think it's weird that Tommy's always texting me. Mm-hmm. I thought Tommy was the deal maker.
He's very protective.
You can just
numbers.
Fucking text me. Hey, I don't care.
He's never asked me for your number.
I might get my number, man.
So you're called. Are you someone that, like, if I was just to text you, would you sort of engage?
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes it takes a little while.
No, it does take a while. Sometimes. But sometimes I'm on it. And
sometimes real quick.
Sometimes real quick. Sometimes okay. Real slow.
All right. You texted me this week, and I was almost thinking it could have been to the wrong person.
No, but you know why?
Just the way you framed it.
You texted me saying come on the show, and I didn't know when I was in Melbourne. And the last few times I've been in Melbourne, I've been in and out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll message you when I can come in.
So I hadn't heard from Ash in 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks. Hey, bro, been in and out. Are you still recording?
Okay, sure.
And so I was like,
that meant he's still recording this
Tommy
year.
Tommy Little? Like, is he at a studio where Tommy Little is?
Are you mates with Tommy Little?
Yeah. And so Tommy's
in
the studio.
We're not as close as we used to be. We used to be pretty thick.
Who let who go?
Oh, I probably let Tom go, but then, you know, I still like Tommy. I think we're trying to rekindle a friendship, so we'll try and get it going. It's better now that he's more successful, so there's actually it's good for me.
The sex thing again, when you have sex with someone for the first time, did that open the floodgates to have more sex? Like, did that all of a sudden, like, the next weekend, you're back on? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it did. I think I had sex again a month later. And then, definitely, of course. Yeah, you'll have more sex. Because then you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, man? Like, when you first had sex.
Yeah, was with my girlfriend.
Or your current girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, have you only had, what?
Correct.
Five sexual partners.
Yeah, no, but
That's good, man. You've been to a restaurant and you're like, I like it here.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite restaurant in Melbourne? Don't say Aaron.
Aaron, oh, man, imagine that. I wonder if Aaron is. You know, I tried to find Aaron on Facebook. I couldn't find her, and I tried to find her on.
You think she's blocked you?
I don't know. I tried to find her on fucking all these. After I saw her at the petrol station, I just went mad googling it. And then, like, I was like, you got to give it up. But
oh, what about this? Are you doing the chicken place that what's the
Char-Grill Charlie's? No, I don't have a deal with them. I don't have a deal. Guys, you still need to give me a Nando's deal. I went to Nando's last night. That's my favorite restaurant. I paid for Nando's last night.
Where at? Which one?
The one in the city. I had Nando's with the great Jackie Epstein from the Herald Sun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And, what were you trying to get out of that?
No. Confidential. No, actually, no. That's rude, Tom, because I like Jackie. You know, all things aside, she's obviously a very influential person in the newspaper game, but she's a top chick. But we didn't go there together. We went to this whiskey launch.
Oh, that's right, Ned.
And then I thought, you know, I'm fucking jonesing for a Nando's. So I thought, I'm going fucking to Nando's after this. Ran over there and guess who's in line? Jackie. And we sat down and we had a beautiful...
impromptu Nando's
beautiful
day.
Moment, yeah. But yeah, that's my favourite. Well, get me a deal. Don't you guys get fucking free Nando's?
We work with them. They're a client of ours. Mm-hmm.
You sound so pretentious saying that. Like, we work with them. They're a client. Then get me a fucking thing.
What's the deal? Craft out the deal.
Yeah. We want to be a win-win. Know. I'm worried that won't be a win-win.
So what is the
I'm
deal?
I'm not interested. Right now, I'm off them then.
Why?
Because it's a win-win. Are going through you fucking losers. Are you?
Do you believe in the win-win when it comes to deal? What is your...
What is win-win. I will...
What's the Ash Williams rule book around deals?
Quid pro quo. It's got to be... we talk about two-way streets. It needs to be a two-way street.
Quid pro quo. That's something out of a movie, Hollywood movie.
No, it's just a legal term.
What's it mean?
Quid. It's like there's
my something for something. Your services.
There's a trade.
Exchange of services.
Exchange of favours. Yes, that's what you need, Mr. 97.
I did an interesting quid pro quo.
Yeah, it sounds very...
I love the name.
Quid pro quo.
When I was PTing.
Tony Montana.
Skydiving. Yeah. Skydiving voucher that this girl got from her boyfriend, too scared to do it, didn't want to have a bar of it, for 5 sessions.
How did she sell that into you?
Oh, she's a good friend of mine. She's like, oh, I fucking got this. I don't want it. I was like, oh, all right. She's like, would you do some sessions for this? Sure.
So you did it?
Yeah. I went skydiving I trained her. No, by myself. I drove up to Nagambi. Solo.
What? Sounds sort of sad.
He sounds like a fucking axe murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was keen. I was like, this is, I want to do this.
Mm.
I want to put myself out of my comfort zone.
Cool? I imagine
so
it would be
much
fun.
There's, yeah, I've never done it. There's like 10 people, 10 other people doing it. You train up and you jump out of a plane. Mm. Sevs has done it.
Have you done it, Sevs?
No. Have you really?
I've been skydiving.
How's the irony?
Hasn't had sex, but it's gone skydiving.
You haven't fucking dived downstairs.
Dived out of a plane door.
Yeah, good for you. We won all. I haven't done the skydiving, so.
He's bungee jumped too. He's a little.
Jesus.
He lives on the edge, but not always.
And so, like, Mr. 97, we've done a bunch of firsts this year for him, you know, getting drunk and all that sort of thing. Mm. Is there anything in 2020 that you could do as a first?
For me?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know, man. I need more warning on that, I think. But
no, dig question. Deep.
Dig deep. Fuck, Josh's questions annoy me, Tom. he thinks he's fucking Sally Jesse Raphael over here. Tough reference, but good one. I don't know. No, you think you're Oprah. Fuck, I'll keep going if you don't know that reference. I don't know, man. I think any firsts, I think you can always create firsts, but they can be small, big. You just want to keep creating moments, and that's what I'm looking to do next year.
So what is it? Just name one.
What do you mean? Because there's moments in life or there's moments professionally. So I'm looking at doing something that I haven't done before next year. I actually can't talk about that. And that's exciting because that's a good funnel for the way I live my life, and it's going to be a great way for me to share with people some of the mischief I get up to.
Like a radio gig?
No. It's I actually have control of this, so I can't say too much. Right, the thing about radio gigs, good luck to people who do it, TV, whatever, but you know, you are...
So it's not radio, it's not TV.
It's not radio or TV. So,
it's digital.
Can't say. But it's something that I control, which I keep telling Mum. It's like, control this one, Mum. Get off my back. But
signed? Have you signed a deal? Signed something?
No, because I'm talking money. But I'm not worried about money on this. I'm not worried because the money will come later. And that's all I can say on this because it's getting too, you'll join the dots. I'm becoming a prostitute.
So the first, come on, you got to come up with, I think it's a fun exercise in expanding your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think.
I just told you without telling you.
No.
I think you can struggle as you get older to even recognize shit that you haven't done because you just get in the comfort of what you do, right? Mm. So it's like just even fucking getting out of the house and bike riding could be something
totally
that actually is what you like doing, but you just choose not to do it now.
I'd like to do the sauna next year. There's a first for me. Never been in a sauna.
Never in your life?
Never.
Fuck, you've that's never a good one, dude. Been, I love that.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Pathetic.
Because it's...
that's his fucking... Are you joking me?
So if that's the benchmark, what's your first?
But he's not a gym guy. You can't
want to get in the sauna.
What's your first?
That is pathetic. Fucking hell.
Seriously,
why don't you just get in the sauna this afternoon?
No, because it's hot as fuck. I'm not good in hot.
You know I'm a sauna dude. You know saunas I like five. Yeah, saunas are great. Do you like 97?
Infrared or traditional?
No, traditional. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're up for them. This guy does everything except have sex. but
it's so true.
Yeah. Dude, they're great for you. They're really good for your health. I'm mad for them. Like, I'm obsessed.
And so what? So that's a first. Cryo. I've never done cryo. That's another thing.
Yeah,
same sort of
cryotherapy. Yeah.
Just a once off.
Yeah.
I'm worried about. I know that I've got no metal on me, but they talk about cryo. If you have metal objects, it will explode.
What about your fillings? I've got metal fillings.
So ice baths as well. If you have areas that pain, so your back might severely hurt because it exacerbates the area that is inflamed or something. So you feel it on that area. Like my feet, and I'd done a huge walk 2 days before, and my feet just killed. And I was like that, and I was like, that's where my pain has been in my feet because I did this huge walk in that fucking ice bath. But you should ice bath. Okay, shit. One thing. What actually haven't you done? Think about it.
What about you, TJ? No. It's a bit of a prompter. What's the first for you
next year?
2020.
The bike thing. I actually want to get a bike.
You've had a bike before.
Yeah, I know. Haven't ridden the trails around my house though.
Pretty boring lives you guys lead. I want to take a sauna. I want to ride a bike. It's like, what are we doing?
All right, big guy.
30 years old.
I'm 20.
At least Mr. 97 wants to have sex. That's a real goal.
Do you reckon is that 2020's goal? A first, if you were to pick a first for 2020, what would it be?
Well, the first that I was going to suggest was go to a proper nightclub.
That sounds boring.
But that leads to sex. That's what you need to be doing. Here's the thing.
I'll come next year because I'll be having a few drinks. I'd love to take you out, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll organize a big night out.
But it's just for the experience, yeah.
I think you need to go out with that, because these guys put a lot of pressure on your sex life. I think it should
right
just be.
Right now, you're putting more pressure on him than us.
No, but 97 kind of, I'm not putting pressure on. I'm just like, live your life. If it happens, it happens. Do you have friends that you go out with or are you kind of.
You don't even like it. You don't like nightclubs.
No. I've never been to one. I don't like the scene.
The point is, you don't like saunas, but you're doing it because you want to sort of.
I've got something to say full circle. I was in the sauna in Bondi a few days ago. And my mate in the sauna was talking about his sister who's 19, and he was saying how she's never been to a nightclub.
This is perfect.
And I was like, well, what do these kids do to fill the void in the nightclub? And he said his sister just goes on Instagram. And like I'm like, what do you mean? So like Instagram is their nightclub? He's like, yes. And that wasn't even a joke. It's like, is that true, 97? People are just online. Is that their way of like socializing and going out?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't use Instagram that much except to post stuff.
Yeah.
He's weird like that.
Yeah. What about your friends like from school and stuff? Do you go out with them much?
They'd probably go to a club maybe once or twice a year.
How good was it younger sort of the night you get the first place you're going, the world's ahead of you, you just fucking end up going everywhere, you're at six clubs. Like there is something fun about it.
Oh, yeah.
If you enter into the, we don't know where this night's going to go.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you like that much, but I don't necessarily like that. I just enjoyed it. You would go to seven, then you're fucking into the city. Mate. And then
I think like a wine bar sounds like more fun.
A wine bar? Yeah, no. I don't think so.
You know we have access like to BMAC. Fuck No, but BMAC.
What?
If we go to BMAC. No, no,
no. I missed that.
No. I just.
Fuck your wine bar.
Wine bar is good, but like I know what Tommy's saying. Tommy's like, have you ever seen the movie Go? No, it's like that. It's like a wild night and like you look back in the night and you're like, oh my God, we went to like 10 places and it's like, fuck, what an evening.
So you don't go to wine bars?
We go to wine bars now. Tommy's talking about when we're like 18, 19, 20.
What is the disadvantage of going to a wine bar?
You're still going to be as wild, man.
Yeah. Less chance.
Do you think less chance for sex in a wine bar?
I think so.
How old you are? He's fucking 20.
You're going to be more confident at a wine bar to sort of just break into a conversation. Mm-hmm. Whereas nightclubs, you end up.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen? Passion. If 97 goes to a wine bar, you're going to lose your virginity to a 90-year-old.
So true. You know? Could be in Turak, though. You'll probably go nothing back to wrong with it. Turak.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
Rocks up next week in a
OC
Tesla.
OC on the back of it.
Yeah.
OC.
Yeah, the OC. Yeah, exactly. That'd be nice.
So you don't like, but at your age, how old are you now?
37.
Are you a wine bar? Like, do you see
don't drink people? Wine. I don't drink it. I drink whiskey. Beer.
What's your drinking habits? Like, what do you do? Weekly?
Oh, depends. Probably I'll have a beer once a week. Yeah, I'll have a few frothies. Yeah. I don't mind it. I love a beer.
You love it. You love it.
It's just good. You know, you just knock the top off one and you're just like, I don't mind it.
And so what's the different experience between? I don't get it.
Well, sorry. Wine is just like, it's quite nice, isn't it? It's still always in second or third gear. Actually, that's not true. I don't drink white wine because that gets me like out of control.
Really?
I've only drunk it twice.
What about champagne? I feel like you'd go nuts. Oh, champagne's awesome.
I proposed to people on champagne. I've done two like quasi proposals on champagne. Good drink. I remember I drank two bottles of champagne in Los Angeles and I said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, look, I think we should get married. She said, do you mean that? And I was like, yeah. And then the next day I was like, fucking hell.
Did she bring it up?
No, thank God. but look, yeah, no, it's a fun drink. But yeah, the white wine, be careful on that. That drives you nuts. So you talk about shitting the pants. I shat my pants on white wine. And then the second time I drank it, I was at a wine tour and I almost got arrested.
How did you almost get arrested?
No, I shouldn't say it. I was doing bad things. And
what sort of things?
Not proud of it. Like very illegal. Almost killed someone. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
yeah, well, you I'll just tell you what I was doing.
Nah, it's bad stuff, mate. But I was throwing full wine bottles at all sorts of stuff. And security.
At a vineyard.
Yeah. And police came and said, you're gone. And then they handcuffed me to the bus. And wasn't good.
Yeah. Have you done like the winery walkabout? Like any of those?
Yeah, they're so cool, man.
Could be cool. I think Mr. 97 would probably get around that.
You need to be with the right people again.
Yeah.
These two aren't right. You need someone.
For the wine thing, I think I could be
and
right.
And someone who's like about 26.
You threw wine bottles at wine.
Beer, all red wine.
Yeah.
And I'll bring someone. Who do I know? You need someone like a middle ground, 27.
It's just.
Yeah, you're. What are you, Josh?
I'm 29.
God, I always think you're older. I can't believe you're only 20. No, but you're talking about it's wine dad. Bars and like fucking, you know. You're older than me, like kind of. You want to take a sauna for the first time? It's like, fuck it, man, you're 29. In a perfect world, where would you take this sauna?
That's a good point.
Like which sauna would I go to?
Yeah. it's not a trick question.
No, I think like 97's got some good recommendations.
Where do you go, 90?
He goes to YMCA in Q Rec Center.
Oh, is there a sauna in there? I used to go there. Yeah. Oh, is it brand new?
Nah, plenty of old people in there as well.
Yeah, is it big?
16 people you can get in there.
It's good, you've counted.
Might be.
Yeah,
it's quite big. 16, that was a quick response.
Yeah, that's good. Does it say 16 on the wall?
Or No.
You've just counted, that's the most. And
what's the most they've been in one time that you've been there?
16.
16?
Yes. Yeah.
And too many people.
Yeah, way too many.
I think I'd be more likely. I mean,
it gets empty though.
I would probably. Are there private saunas that you can book out?
No, you want the conversation. Don't you think the conversation is good?
sauna conversations.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
I mean, it's so quick though. It's usually, how long do you spend in there? 15, 20?
This is what you're
Go in intervals. So I do like 15 and then hop out and then go for 10 and then hop out, 10, hop out, 10, hop out.
Yeah, so do you jump in the water?
Cold shower.
Yeah, cold shower. It's cool because you don't have the options, but what you need to do is go to Bondi and then you jump in the water.
I haven't done it.
This is what you should do. You guys come. When you're next in Sydney, come to Bondi, you do your first sauna.
That's a good place to fucking do it.
Pop the cherry and then...
only if 97 pops his cherry.
You can pop the cherry,
in the sauna.
Well, if you pop your cherry in the Bondi Iceberg sauna, you're doing pretty well. But
why?
Well, I'm talking about Mr. 97, so fuck it, a lot of people around. But it's... I'm saying having sex.
But
influences, it's a very beautiful place.
It's not as beautiful as you think, in the sense that they're just normal people. There's a lot of... They're locals. Mm-hmm. I'm in there every day and I love it. And so when you jump in the water, that's the place to do it. It's the only way to take a sauna. So I take saunas now when I'm in Melbourne at Kooyong Tennis Club. Came out of a big schwitz yesterday with a couple of dudes at the and not as good. I jumped in the shower afterwards, not as good. So Bondi Icebergs. Okay. You're going to love it.
So love we'll do that next year, 2020.
Do that. Mm. I feel like I need something banal. That's what-
What's no, it's not banal. Which is what's something that you can do for the first time? What about like, pay a fine?
No.
That's a floodgate. You can't open that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because then they know you're still alive.
Yeah, it's not worth it. No, the thing I'm doing is I'm owning all of my work. That's what I'm doing for the first time. So I'll be more self-sufficient next year.
Does that mean Acast is no longer?
We'll see. We'll see. So well, that's you just said for that people you own- who don't know. Well, we'll see. There's different ways to own your content, but I will be more in control of my revenue stream next year.
I saw the lawyers at Nova weren't happy about your music.
Yeah, they weren't. But what do you do?
you change it.
I put some music on the podcast. I didn't know they listened. And then I got like some email saying you can't play that.
Do you think
that.
Someone ratted on you? Because the lawyers aren't listening. Someone's emailed the lawyers and said, hey, Ash is using...
Again, I don't care. I really don't care. It's like...
Anyway, so that you got the email, was it?
Yeah. But here's the thing. If I wasn't doing it, you know, through a middleman, then I can just do what I want.
So plan is no middleman next year?
No. I might have a middleman, but like I'm just saying like there'll be different... Put the podcast to one side. You're fixating on the podcast.
Well, you just said you're owning everything.
Yeah, I do the lots only of stuff. I do stand-up. I've got my secret project. I've got other projects.
Who owns your stand-up now?
I own the stand-up.
Okay.
So have you got an agent?
Yes, I do.
Fordo?
I'm with Nick Fordham at the moment.
Great agent. Good agent?
I've just started with Nick.
Great. I've literally just started. He does the man shake?
Yeah, he's a businessman. So we've got a few things going on. But there's different types of managers too, because like with my stand-up, that's also different as well. And then it's pretty multifaceted.
How's your Patreon going? I said it's about $150 a month you're getting?
156 at the moment. So it's pretty good. I didn't see any spike when I came on the show last time, not one
I think
person.
You hadn't even set it up. Your deals weren't even solid.
It's okay. 97, I want some more feedback. I've kind of tried to fix up the Patreon. I'm putting good content on there at the moment. There's things I've never released, tickle videos. I've got four more tickle videos that have never been seen.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get copies of them?
Because about 3 or 4 years ago, I was doing a comedy show and emailed the tickle executive producer and he sent me all the videos.
So ask any questions? Did he say, what do you want them for?
No, he just said, I told him it was for a comedy show, but I said it was going to be internal. No one will be able to download it. So- It's all good, man. I think the ticker video dude's out of business now, so it's all cool. But yeah, if you are listening to this and you do want to donate to the Patreon, please let me know you came from the Daily Talk Show because last time, again, nothing came through.
Mm. Almost like podcasts, how the overlows feeling about you. Is that sort of changed?
Hey, mate, they're not fucking paying me.
Well, I know they. You got your contrail quite a moment.
Who cares? I gave them a shout out. It's only just... Quid pro quo, and they're like,
what about Spinal Ease?
They're gone. Spinal Ease used to be a sponsor, and now they're gone. I don't know where they are. They're still sponsoring
Ben Fordham's show.
I don't want them anymore. They're, I don't know. Mo overreached on the friendship. He wanted to hang out more as buddies, And I was just doing too much time and he wasn't paying me enough.
Mm-hmm.
I do like him as a person.
Do you find that hard, mixing friendship and business?
Well, it's the year of dropping people that don't lift him up.
Kind of. I think you can be you can have friendship and business, but you've got to – don't be too precious. If the business doesn't work out, the friendship should still be there. But I know people who they can't, you know, do just – I suppose split the two apart. It's like, fuck, man, grow up.
Mm-hmm. Are we sort of business or friends or what are we?
More friends than business.
Yeah.
Because again, I haven't seen anything for me to say that this is good for my business.
Neither have we.
Yeah. Fuck off, mate. I'll give you fucking. Who's done more than four shows?
Gemma Watts, Pete Shepherd, Scooter Derrick.
Who's.
Oh, just a lot of people.
Are there anyone, Ryan John. Is there anyone there I've heard of? Go. Like, seriously. Go.
You know Ryan Matt John? Matt Diavella.
I don't know him personally.
Trevor Long.
Trevor Long.
He's Trevor Long, the guy from Channel 9 who does the tech stuff.
Yes.
Who else?
It's fucking not good for me.
This. Gemma, Ryan, Pete, Matt. Happy Harry, Scooter Derrick, 3D Deal, Craig Harper, Trevor Long.
What I'm saying is that this is better for you than it is for me. And if Josh, are you fucking watch yourself now?
No, I just think it's undecided. Right. I think it's fairly. I think it's a win-win.
Who the fuck do you think you are? who the fuck do you think you are?
I think it's pretty
equal. You are so conceited with your view. I'm going to fucking leave in a second.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I just think that potentially, if you were having impact, the whole Patreon thing for you would have been bigger from us.
I don't get that. What do you mean? Oh, if I was having impact on your show.
Mm.
Yeah, but you don't have the listeners.
Well,
no offense, guys.
I just texted you Ash's number.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can have this conversation via text. no, but like, you know, you're building your listenership. I do podcasts that have massive listenerships.
An episode?
Team Effort has quite a lot. I couldn't tell you what, but like
what
even
Ash? I think he's not in control of over a million total downloads.
Pardon?
Team Effort hit over a million total downloads.
We should be there by the end of next year.
But what about Ash? When I think of you and podcasting, I think of the Ash Williams Show.
That's, I don't know what it is. I think it's about 10,000, but I don't know. I just don't look at it. But next year we're going to start looking at it and we're doing more.
Is that because
things.
You're taking it off Acast?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But
are you controlling your own ads next year?
We'll see. This is a fucking terrible. This is like being on the 7:30 report.
ACH.
Fuck, mate. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm excited. I think it's the right direction.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Mm. I just think that you guys should respect me more.
I respect you
for coming on.
No,
this.
I definitely respect you. I
want more fucking gratitude.
Mate, I want you to drink your coffee.
No, I'm grateful. Maybe a coffee with someone who I respect.
So we've worked out our pricing for our advertising. So we're doing advertising in 2020, 7 episodes for $1,000.
Okay.
A week. You get a whole week.
A whole week for $1,000. What do you think about that?
It's so hard to tell right now. You can tell once you do it and then you can get the metrics
Ryan
and
John
see how it is.
Has already bought a week for $1,000. So we're promoting his business.
Yeah.
What's his business?
So he does. I don't want to do it next week.
That's part of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We won't talk about it until it's just like
how
you.
It works.
I do. I didn't know it was so. You were going to launch his business or something?
No, we can't talk about it yet.
Yeah.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Not really. I would like to take this opportunity to let everyone know that I don't support Ryan John's business and that you shouldn't get involved.
I love it. Ash, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Always fun.
Quickly, a first for 2020 so we can keep you accountable. Just like I want you to keep... us accountable about.
I'm trying to think.
97
mate.
Sets,
specific bike. Food, adventure, sport that you haven't done, skydiving, bungee jumping.
Have you ever gone vegetarian?
I have for 2 days.
Seen a psychologist. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, there's tons of things you can do. You can have sex with a dude. It's like, do you want to do it? I mean, it's like.
Have you before?
No. Okay. But if there's anything I want to do, I will do it. And in the past, I've just done it. So there's not much. At the moment,
so you've
top
done
of mind.
Where are your blockers? Is there something that scares you more than what it would the average person?
See, I don't know, man. I mean, I like being free, which isn't good for relationships, but.
Do you think you ever get married?
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait. I'm actually fucking pumped. I am. I'm a romantic guy. I'm like, I just haven't met the right girl. I'm looking forward to settling down. It'll be a relief.
Could it
be
20? You have to pay your fines.
That's when you pay your fines. But I've told girls, you know, before, I'm like, just so you know, I don't pay my fines. But if we do get together, I'll pay them.
Would you do a 3 month stint?
Yes, whatever this
to get
is.
To get out of paying fines. Like a jail. Oh, jail. would you do a 3 month
community service?
It'd be good from a you'd get
no.
Lean. What about the I'm doing what's that? What am I? What's the food service I'm using?
My Muscle Chef.
My Muscle Menu. My Muscle Chef.
Mm.
It's like
the meal.
Fridge
ready-made
meals.
Yeah,
totally.
Have you done any of that?
Nah, I used to. Actually, I had a deal that went south with Be Fit Food. They're pretty good. I used to eat their food, but
what happened?
They stopped paying me. And stop eating their food. Simple as that. But it's good. Like, you know, you lose weight on the stuff.
Well,
it's
fucking, you control your calories.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like Macca's. It's not like fucking, it's not like Nando's. You're like, oh my God, this is delicious. But it's not bad.
Well, we had the idea that we want to do nothing but Nando's for 30 days.
Don't do that. Well, you're going to film it though, like a show.
And see how lean you can get. So actually get going super lean.
The tenderloins. We've spoken about this, I think, with you before.
I think you'd lose.
You haven't said it to me.
Definitely. We spoke about it in Sydney and also when we're at the Easy Street office.
Okay, all right.
You reckon?
Definitely. We've talked about Nando's.
You said definitely twice. I'm going to say definitely not twice. You might have said it once.
Okay. No, seven. Can you try and look up? Oh, it's too hard.
No,
it's all right. Quickly. First for 2020. First thing that comes to mind.
You're fucking obsessed with this. I'm like, I just gave you an answer. There's nothing at the moment.
Are you kidding? But I just don't buy that.
You don't know me very well then, do you? I mean, like, what do you want me to say? There's nothing.
I only just got your fucking number. Let's be honest.
Either you can text me as a first or get into a text relationship with you.
Come on, there's got to be
what
a first.
Else can
get
I
excited.
Do? I'm excited.
Get
about
fired
my
up.
Life. Yeah, I'm fired up, man.
My first.
Yeah, mate, I was going to say I stopped doing this podcast, but no, I was just say something and I'll go, yeah, I can do that. But there's nothing.
You've never done improv? You don't like sort of thinking on your feet? Not your thing?
No, I do improv. Improv is a lot of what I do with my stand-up.
Okay. You're struggling just with this. There's some sort of blocker with this one.
Because you're asking a question that I've answered fucking five times and then you're
what
like-
What was the answer then?
The answer, I'll tell you right now, this guy- You are so, you're very conceited with your skill set. Just remember who you're talking to. Take a step back. Kiss my fucking shoes. I mean, there's nothing that's coming to my mind. Do you want me to make up an answer that I don't mean?
No, but I don't, you're positioning it as if I'm doing something that's antagonistic. I just think it's a very basic question.
Yeah, but like, do you understand what I'm saying, Tommy? It's like, if I'm not going to... If I don't mean it, then why would I say it? There's nothing right now that is top of mind. So if you come up with something, but by the way, if you're still listening to this, I hope you're loving it.
Yeah.
you guys don't edit to your podcast. No. So. I guess, who knows? Here's one for you. Maybe next year, even though I don't think next year is the year, maybe I meet the girl I spend the rest of my life with. Maybe that's it.
It's not a first, but we'll leave it at that.
It is a first.
To spend the rest of your life.
It is a first because then I meet the girl that I will probably spend the rest of my life with. That's what do you mean?
It's just harder to measure. I just like how I've gone very specific.
Well, the girl that I marry. Maybe next year is the year I meet the girl that I marry. That's very specific.
It feels a bit silly though because I don't think that.
Why? Sillier than I want to take a sauna.
Yeah, in regards to like doability.
Doability? I understand it's a little bit more
ambitious.
No. I think it's doable. Fuck, Tommy, say something.
Thanks for coming to the show, mate.
God damn it.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Otherwise, just keep it to yourself. Otherwise,
that's not even your. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know, but I've just started saying
it's
it.
Fucking thing I used to say. It's mine. I stole it from someone, but I used to say it, and I don't know if I came up with it, but that's in legal trouble. And yeah, again, if you are listening to this, please, and you want to follow me or anything, let me know you heard about it on this podcast, because again, I have no metrics. Yeah. No, I probably lost followers from doing this podcast.
Slide into his DMs.
Yeah, please do. All right, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.